What's up, guys? I want to give a shout out to all the people that have been listening to the podcast for the last 2 full years, actually 3 full years. And I also want to give a shout out to all the new people. If you like the podcast, if you're enjoying the content, please subscribe, leave a review, share with a friend or family member. Now, right to the episode. How is your day going so far?
Oh, good. Yeah, nice.
Cool. So welcome to the podcast. For all the people that are listening, my guest today is Brittany Hoops from Big Brother season
24.
Season 24. When was season 24? How recently was that?
Oh, that's this past summer. Yeah. We're fresh off the slate. Yeah.
Fresh out the house. Amazing. So cool. So I have not watched any of the recent seasons of Big Brother. No hate there. It's just something I haven't really...
I'm still debating if I'm going to be watching now too. You know, it's a weird experience after being on it. You know, you don't know.
Try to elaborate a little more on that.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I was a super fan since season one. I mean, literally, well, I call myself super fan, but now that I've gotten out of the house, I realize that there are lots more people that were bigger fans than I. I thought I was a super fan. And you know, it's just after being in the experience, I love the show, but it's also so different being that outsider and getting to see all the pieces rather than being the individual. I mean, you remember how it was being the individual in the house. You only know what your eyes and ears and, you know, are hearing. So still deciding if I'll be watching, but I do love it. So
right. Have you watched your season yet?
I have. You know, there's a lot of theories of thought here, right, Zach? You know, there's a lot of ways that you could do this. Some people don't want to look at themselves, don't want to know anything. Me, I'm like, I need to know what the rest of the world knows. So I got home, I binge watched it, and then I haven't touched it since.
What was your favorite part about being on Big Brother?
Oh, it literally was like my Super Bowl, okay? Since I was a huge fan, like that first veto comp that we're sitting on the sidelines, we're watching it right there. It was like, oh my gosh, this is my Super Bowl. Like this was my front row ticket. And it was just so much fun to just be there and see all the comps, I think, and participate in them, obviously, was really cool. Right. And winning them was even better.
If you had to rate your BB experience from 1 to 10, what would you rate it?
You know, it's one of those things, you know, I'm big into law of attraction and things like that, right? And so it's like, you know, the contrast, right? The better it gets, the better it gets. And I think I would say it was a 10 to answer your question. And even though it was the hardest, most stressful, potentially even most traumatic event in my life, I would still give it a 10.
Right.
And that's hard to verbalize, even though it was the best thing ever. And it was very hard at the same time.
Yeah.
It helped me expand in that way and recognizing that something can be both.
Right. Did it meet expectations? Did it exceed expectations?
I was just so focused on getting on the show that
right.
I never let myself. That was my problem, is that I never let myself think about like, oh, once you're on, what will you do? How will it go? What are you expecting? And so I guess I'd say exceeds because it was just beyond anything I could imagine. But I will say I most of my mental energy went towards getting on. And once that happened, it was kind of like, ooh, then you're in it. You know how quickly things move once you're there.
I know. It was a very incredible experience, once in a lifetime opportunity. I'm super thankful for my experience on Big Brother and the opportunity to play the game. I think my experience, if I had to rate it 1 to 10, was an 11, if that's even possible on the scale, just because I had the best summer of my entire life. I was genuinely there to just have a good time, and I wasn't really competing for the money. Looking back, I probably should have been a little more disciplined around my strategy, even though I didn't have much of a strategy going into it. But, you know, it was, I think... the entire country saw how much fun we were all having, not just me, but Frankie, Cody, Caleb, Derek, Eden, Donnie, the list goes on of amazing people. And I definitely missed some other people that I didn't name, but we had such a good time and Big Brother was awesome. However, that is in the past. And the only thing we take with that are amazing memories. And
for sure.
It's time to get back into reality because living in the Big Brother house is very, very far from reality.
It's the opposite of reality, that is for sure.
Yeah, well, it's ironic. I'm intentional about bringing on guests onto the podcast that are coaches, that are specialists in different fields, whether it's mindset related, mental health related, meditation related. health and wellness related. And I came across your Instagram page and I just had to reach out because I wanted to connect to you. And full disclosure for all the people that are listening, this is the first conversation that Brittany and I are having besides a very, very brief 2.5 minute conversation on the phone. But tell us more about what you're up to now. I notice you're a hypnotherapist and a mindset coach, which is something I am super interested in. So tell me and the audience a little bit about those two things.
Yeah, you know, I'm so happy when you reached out to me because I was like, yes, I am officially in the BB Alumni Coaches Club, which is, you know, I love that we share that in common. But yeah, I'm a hypnotherapist and a mindset coach. You know, I started out, actually the mindset coach I'm just now sort of post BB have added into my toolkit and I can share why. But I've always been a hypnotherapist, full-time hypnotherapist for the past several years. And because I'm just enamored with how our subconscious mind works. And how it literally runs these programs for how we live and how we think and the emotions we feel and how being able to heal at the subconscious level is just so transformative. It was transformative in my life, and that's why I became a hypnotherapist and then now being able to help other people. But I've added in the life coach element of this, the mindset coach element of this, because I realized that I'd be working with clients. And sometimes it's hard to know if we have a subconscious something going on or if it's a more conscious sort of thing that we want coaching on. And so I love to be able to kind of look at each one of my clients' brains as a nice little jewel, and we can look at it from all facets and realize, how can we coach on this consciously? You know, in the beta brainwave state you and I are speaking in right now, versus how can we take what we want when we know consciously, logically, and then be able to reprogram that on the subconscious level? I love being able to offer both, you know, depending on what's coming up for them.
I like that. I like that a lot. Now, when you mentioned brainwave state and subconscious mind, as someone who's been reading Dr. Joe Dispenza and Bruce Lipton and have read all the Rhonda Byrne secret trilogies and have practiced the law of attraction and mindfulness and presence and very aware of my emotional intelligence, I continue to seek more information on how I can be in more control of the universe.
Yep.
And the formula that I have, I guess, put together myself from all these other experts, and I call them mentors, even though I've never met any of these people in my life.
Yep.
Meditation is very important. Connecting to our feelings and our emotions, being able to control our emotions. Awareness of our thoughts, being aware of when we're having a positive feedback loop or a negative feedback loop. And then from there, just being fucking grateful and appreciative. And loving other people no matter who they are and showing compassion to anybody, any animal, any plant you walk across. And that's kind of been my way of living my best life. And it's working. I promise you it's working.
Yeah. But
what's some more advice or maybe something I didn't mention that you feel that I can incorporate into my life that would yield some more results?
Oh, absolutely. Everything you said, I mean, are we on video? But will people see the video? Because I was just nodding like crazy as you're talking there. Because, you know, and what I love about hypnosis and hypnotherapy, all hypnosis is a deep, deep state of relaxation. We were talking beta brainwave state, you and I talking right now. If we were to go a step deeper, we'd be in alpha, which is meditation. We go a step deeper than that, more relaxed than that. We're in theta brainwave state, which is the state of hypnosis. You go any deeper, you probably got drool running down your chin and you're sleeping. You know, that's the delta brainwave state, right? And so we're in between that waking consciousness, more relaxed than meditation, but, you know, less relaxed than sleep. Where your subconscious mind is active, but your conscious mind is kind of offline. And that's hypnosis. And what I love about hypnosis is that it ties in neuroscience, it ties in traditional psychology, it ties in spirituality and law of attraction. And that is literally, I will tell you this, Zach, and I know you can feel this. That's how I manifested getting on Big Brother. I literally did my self-hypnosis every night. We talk about Dr. Joe Dispenza, very similar to what he teaches. And I just repeated to myself, I'm on Big Brother 24. It became my affirmation. It became my mantra.
Right.
And at first I had resistance to that idea, right? Oh, why would they pick somebody like me? I'm too normal. I'm too this, blah, 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 right? All the crinkly in your brain, that's that resistance that's keeping you from believing something, right? But when you're in this relaxed state, which you do when you're in gratitude, you do when you're in meditation, when you do all those things that you listed, you're in this relaxed state, you allow new thoughts to come in, and that resistance lessens. And so when that resistance lessens, new thoughts can come in, and then you begin to adopt them. And through repetition, you build new neural networks and synaptic connections within the brain that allow those new thoughts to take hold. Because a thought or a belief is just a thought you keep thinking. And when you do that through hypnosis, you can literally reprogram yourself to, by the time I was about to leave for the Big Brother house, I was like, of course they pick somebody like me. Like, there was just no resistance there. It was just this, well, of course. And I'm sure whenever you've manifested anything in your life, if you're anything like me, right when you're on the brink of that manifestation, it's just this ease. It's just like, well, of course. Like, you know, you celebrate it and you're happy about it and it's great, but it's just, it feels so natural. It's the natural next step. And when it feels that way, it is the next step for you. That's how 100%. You manifest.
So to all the naysayers out there that are like, I don't believe in manifestation. I don't believe in the natural law of attraction. This doesn't work for me. I've tried it and I haven't gotten any results. They don't care. And I'm just kind of creating an avatar right now. This person is a naysayer. They don't believe in it. They don't care about our central nervous system. They don't want to try to understand how our conscious and our subconscious mind works. Okay. What is some advice you have for them? Very simple, tangible, quantitative advice that they can try to implement in their life to maybe eventually be a believer.
Yeah. At first, I would just say, chill out. I'm trying to think, somebody who doesn't want any of the flowery, the scientific and or spiritual language, I just would say, chill. Gift yourself the gift of relaxing. Relaxing your body, sure, but relaxing your mind. Because that's kind of the first step of anything. Like, especially when I work with my clients, you know, I'm a hypnotherapist, right? I have clients that come to me for, say, maybe depression or things like that. You know, a depressed brain is an exhausted brain. And so oftentimes I would say something, you know, like, let's just, as a baseline, let's just get you being able to relax. Because all these things aren't going to happen. If you have a lot of built up resistance, it's going to feel like it doesn't work because it's not going to work. You have to allow and relax. And for a lot of people, that takes some time to build up that skill. Yeah. A lot of what I do with work with clients at the very beginning is just getting them to the place where we can tell their brain that it's safe for them to relax. It's safe for them to think something new, because when a habit's, you know, a thought habit is so ingrained, I mean, that's like an 8-lane highway, right? That negative thought pattern, that negative habit is just so ingrained that we have to stop traveling that highway. We got to allow that highway to kind of grow over with weeds, right? So that we can chart a new path of thought. And sometimes that's just training the brain to know that it's safe to relax when you've been in that fight or flight state for so long.
And that's actually what I was going to mention. The one scientific phrase I was going to mention after piggybacking off of what you just mentioned is fight or flight. You know, back in the day, thousands of years ago, a saber-toothed tiger was, you know, sees us as we're gathering wood or hunting animals, and it starts running at us. And are we going to fight the saber-toothed tiger? Are we going to try to kill the saber-toothed tiger? Or are we going to flight? Are we going to run from the saber-toothed tiger? And when our body is in fight or flight mode, you know, I don't know the exact science, but our cells are on high alert, you know, our dopamine levels are fucking going crazy, and we're not able to relax. So your advice, very simple advice, chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
Like, you need to learn how to relax. Relax the body, relax the mind, because, you know, we cannot create successes and stack wins and step into the greatest version of ourselves if we're in this fight or flight response. So I think that is amazing advice for anyone out there that is a naysayer, that doesn't want to know about the science behind law of attraction or manifestation or anything like this. Just, you really got to figure out a way to relax. And, you know, if relaxing means going on a walk in nature without your shoes on, if relaxing means just like watching Impractical Jokers and laughing, that is great too, right? So really, really, really great advice. Before I ask you another question, I want you to ask me any questions. Do you have any questions for me? It could be Big Brother related. It could be spirituality related.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to hear, you know, hey, there's not even a season of Big Brother out right now after the season I've been on. You've had more time out of the house since then. Like,
10 years.
I'm just curious, what's really, what does that chapter look like? Especially we're in such similar fields. What does that chapter look like post Big Brother, really getting back to just kind of normal life?
Good question. And I don't think I've really answered this question or talked about this much on Instagram or on the podcast or any other form of content. It's just, it was really tough for me to assimilate back into normal society for a few reasons. I think the biggest thing that was against me mentally was the fact that I was just still so young. And I don't know how old you are. You look very young. I was 23 at the time. How old are you, Brittany?
No, I'm 33. So wow, yeah.
You look great.
I couldn't imagine being in the house in my young 20s. Like, I just could not imagine that.
23 years old, just graduated from the University of Florida. I was still a frat douchebag. I was obsessed with getting drunk and, you know, doing all that fratty stuff, right? And coming off the show, and as soon as we get into that party mode, we start, at least me, I started drinking, I started abusing drugs and alcohol. I had Instagram followers, so I thought I was better than other people. I became narcissistic, pretentious, egotistical. I thought my shit didn't stick. I thought I was God's gift to the earth. I thought I was the funniest, best looking dude that's ever been on the TV show. And I felt that way for a lot of reasons. Number one, because people were paying me $2,000 to go to meet and greets at the time. And people were writing articles about me on pretty reputable websites saying how of amazing I did and how America fell in love with me. So it's hard not to believe those things when I'm seeing them on print. And it really got to my head, and I burned a lot of bridges because I was so egotistical. I burned a bridge with CBS. I mean, literally. I mean, they asked me to go on The Amazing Race, and I told them I think I said you got to pay me $75,000 or whatever it was at the time. And they're like, absolutely not. Who do you think you are? And I was like, well, I'm the best person that's ever been on Big Brother, and you guys need me. And they were like, no, we don't need you, and you're not that cool. So, you know, don't ever reach out to us ever again. Is really how that happened. And in the beginning, I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have done that. Now everything is great. I really, really believe to my core, I have unwavering conviction that everything happens for a reason. There's no coincidences in life. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. I was exactly where I was supposed to be back then. But my advice for not you, but just like anyone that's been on reality, whether it's Love is Blind, whether it's Too Hot to Handle, whether it's The Bachelor or Bachelorette, go back to your life, get back to your goals and dreams, get focused on the things you were focused on pre-reality TV, and use reality TV as just a little bit of bump to help you get forward. I mean, you know, I've been a life coach now for 3 years, and it's going really well, and it's growing every single month, and I have great retention with the clients I'm working with. They continue to re-sign, and I feel like I wouldn't be as successful if it wasn't for Big Brother because I have this platform to speak on.
Yeah.
So, you know, after 10 years post reality TV, as of right now, it's really just a memory. I threw away all of my memorabilia. I threw away every single piece
of memorabilia. I'm staring at a box of mine in my office here right now as we speak.
I was very triggered by everything. The only thing I kept was my comic book cover, but that's kind of my story about after Big Brother. What are some of your thoughts, or how are you going through it?
I'd love to hear that. And can I just say something? And I hope you take this like the best way possible, because that's what it's intended. But I followed your whole journey. I mean, since you were on the show, since till now, right? I've been a follower on Instagram. Like, and I will just say, like, everything you described and mentioned, and like, I've even noticed, like, oh wow, like Zach is doing such cool things. Like, he is just like, you felt different from the show, but like in a really amazing, wonderful, like, wow, this is an inspiration of someone who's really made their time and their growth after the show. Like, I just hope you know that how noticeable that is in a really positive, amazing way. So
thank you. I really appreciate your kind words. And you're not the only person who's seen that. It's like, I get DMs all the time. Zach, it's so amazing how much your mindset has changed and how different you are. And it's because when I started this personal growth journey, just like you, and we're still in the very beginning stages of our personal growth journey, this is nothing. Like, we
always
are crawling right now. It started working. I started meditating. It started working. I started like waking up at 5 a.m. It started working. Kept seeing results. Started reading more books. Started seeing more results. Started meditating longer.
Yep.
Started seeing more results. Started eating healthier. Started seeing better results. And I was just like, all right, how can we supercharge this? How can we supercharge this? And, in 2020, when COVID hit, I was like, time to start an online business, because I've been selling real estate for 8 years and I wanted to be able to make money from my computer and things like that Let's start the protein business. And it really wasn't to make $100,000 or $200,000, whatever, to be a coach. It was like, hey, this is going to hold me accountable. I now have a stronger obligation to myself and to my clients to step into the greatest version of myself each and every single day. So it's just the, you know, it's vertically scaling in so many different ways. And I'm just so happy. And the podcast has been great. And it's been awesome. And
that's so cool.
This podcast was and still is supposed to be about you. But tell me about your experience, Big Brother.
I mean, I love what you said about everything happened for a reason, because that's, especially as I look at my Big Brother journey, and I know you didn't watch last season, but I made it to Final Four, and I was just literally, there was like four comps where I was one day off, 9 seconds off. Like, Zach, from a manifestation point of view, like, the universe was like, Brittany, you are not meant to win this thing. Like, how many comps do we need to have you just barely not win, right? And so I've been wrestling with that. Like, how can someone be that I do a lot of manifestation, but I could never visualize myself, and I'm a very deep visualizer. I could never visualize myself in those final two chairs. And that drove me nuts in the house, because I'm like, I know something's up here. And what's crazy though is, like, you know, I'm sure you remember in the house, like, we got all these big buff guys who do all the like group workouts and stuff. Well, it's very mentally taxing in the house too. And even though I didn't tell my other fellow house guests that I was a hypnotherapist, I wanted to give back in sort of like a mental workout sort of way. And so I hosted these group, can you imagine, everybody in the living room, right, doing group meditation/hypnosis sessions together as a way to sort of just chill out. And what's so funny, and I mean this with 100% authenticity, I forgot about the live feeds. And so I was hosting these group hypnosis sessions that were captured on the live feeds. And so I get out of the house and I just have thousands of messages of people being like, this session changed my life. I did the hypnosis session with you in the live feeds and I felt blah, blah, blah. And so it really, I mean, I didn't even think of it, but it just catapulted my business and brought hypnosis and the power of meditation and hypnosis and the subconscious mind to the CBS mainstream audience in a way that I just hadn't even fathomed. And so I really truly believe, with some time and reflection, that my purpose to be on Big Brother was not to win it, but was to be out there to be able to show people like who I am and what I'm about, build up that trust and rapport with so many people, and being able to show them a tool that maybe they didn't have in their toolkit. And now, you know, I'm getting to work with those people, you know, in my practice, and it's just been the most fulfilling, rewarding thing you could ever imagine. Wow. So who would have thought manifesting Big Brother was actually manifesting something else? It was just along the path, you know?
Unbelievable. And it's so cool here. So who do you specialize working with? If that perfect person is listening to this podcast right now, what's their lifestyle like? What do they need support with? And who are they?
It is people who are going through major transformations. I like to almost liken it to a mental makeover. You're at that point in your life, you're about to start a brand new chapter. Maybe you're going through a divorce. Maybe you just got, you know, diagnosed with an illness. Maybe you're going through something else. You recognize, when we've all had those moments, right, where it's like, I'm on a precipice of like a new chapter of my life. And I want the mental, you know, capabilities to really be able to enter into that new chapter in the version of myself who I want to be. I like to do a lot of identity work and future you work. Like, I'm going to help you meet future version of you, whoever you want that to be. And let's do it on the conscious mind level, you know, conscious through coaching. And let's, you know, solidify it subconsciously as well through hypnotherapy. And so, of course, I see all different types of people for all different types of things. But I found that it's the person who's just ready to step into that next chapter that they're really, you know, going to benefit from this kind of work the most.
Absolutely. Oh, that's awesome. I'm actually interested in some hypnotherapy work. And I would love to maybe even exchange some services. But to all those people out there that aren't following Brittany on Instagram yet, you can follow her at Britt.hoops. That's Britt.hoops. I'll drop the link to her website or Linktree below if you're watching from YouTube. If you're listening on Audible, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts, don't forget to leave us an honest review. We recommend 5 stars. And Brittany, it was so great connecting with you, and I look forward to having another conversation soon.
Oh, Zach, I could geek out with you about this all day. This was fun.
Good stuff, Brittany. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you soon.
You too.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. Enjoy the rest of your day. Have an amazing week. And I will see you next time on the Live Better Now podcast, hosted by Life Coach Zach. Take care, guys.